Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on tonight. We do so appreciate you joining us on tonight's episode. We haven't been here in a little bit, and we do apologize for that, but we are so ready now to just minister to you and pray for you and to bring you to a place of knowing that there is hope. Amen. So on tonight, we do just want to reiterate some things as far as domestic violence and being able to detect those warning signs that we sometimes want to omit. I can remember praying some years ago in a relationship, and I've been saying it to a lot of young people, God, help me to see things as they are and not as I wish them to be. And oftentimes we stay in domestic violence situations because we're looking for it to be what we wish them to be, and we're not looking at it as it is. And so my prayer for you on tonight, even as we prepare to go into prayer, is that you would see things as they are in that relationship and not as you wish them to be. Amen. On tonight, we want to talk about just some of the things that you need to be looking for when we talk about being in a domestic violence relationship. We've gone over them time and time again, but I feel it necessary on tonight to reiterate some of those warning signs and abusive personalities. And, of course, we have jealousy. The jealousy will come out looking at them being protective of you, but it can get extreme. It goes beyond just being protective. It turns into stalking. It can turn into wanting to know everywhere you are. It can turn into taking you away from your friends. So we have jealousy. We have that controlling personality. We have that quick involvement, wants to get involved in your life and everything that you're doing right off the bat when you start dating. They're ready to just step in and assume some responsibility, and they're a little too eager. So you have to be mindful and understand that can be a trigger. That can be a red flag as far as your relationship is concerned. Unrealistic expectation. The abuser may expect you to be the perfect wife or the perfect mother or the perfect friend, whatever. And so it gives you these unexpected or unrealistic expectations, isolating you from friends, isolating you from family, blame shifting for problems. It's always your fault. Blame shifting for feelings, not allowing you to feel and say what you feel. Hypersensitivity, everything you say hurts their feelings. You have to be mindful. Cruelty to animals, cruelty to children, playful use of force in sex. Be mindful of rigid gender roles, verbal abuse, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde personality. We all know what that is, drink or substance abuse. Drinking or substance abuse is not domestic violence. You cannot feel like if this person could just stop drinking, they'll stop being abusive. That is not true in instances. In most cases, that is not true. And what normally ends up happening is that drinking or substance abuse exasperates the situation or worsens it, but it in and of itself is not domestic violence. So don't be fooled, you know. Don't be saying you just go get some help for that drinking or you just go get some help for that substance abuse and then thinking that everything's going to be well. There's an undercurrent, a deeper root to this problem that needs to be addressed. A history of battering or sexual violence, negative attitude towards women, threatening violence, breaking or striking objects, any force during an argument, whether it's grabbing you by your shoulders and shaking you or things of that nature, if they have to use force and they cannot articulate themselves verbally without using force, these are signs that you want to look at, okay? These are warning signs that you want to be aware of and look at, and you want to note it and encourage them to get some help. Don't get too deeply involved in it, if at all possible, because these are signs that can only worsen. They only worsen as the relationship goes on. And so on tonight, hallelujah, we just want to pray for those of you who may have found a domestic violence is something that's knocking at your door, and perhaps it has already come in, my God to glory, and you are not sure how to get out of it. You are not sure what direction to go in on tonight, even before we go into prayer. If that's you, I don't want you to be ashamed. I don't want you to think of this thing, but I do want you to call me at 708-574-2533, and we can direct you to some facilities here in the Chicagoland area that'll be able to assist and that'll be able to help you. The first thing that you have to get past is the shame and the guilt. You got to get past that shame of what are people going to say. I've often given my testimony about domestic violence and how God, I found myself in that situation, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, as the Spirit of the Lord gave utterance. Come on, somebody. But I found domestic violence knocking at my door, and I had to get past the shame in order to get the help that me and my children needed at that particular time. And so I adjure you, if you're on the line or if you're listening to us on the Block Talk Radio, or you're just listening to this episode, we just want to encourage you to get the help that you need. Amen. And I want you to know, the Bible says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? There's nothing too hard for God. He can give you that strength that you need to get out of your situation. He can give you the strength that you need if you're the abuser. because we like to address the situation from all standpoints. If you are the abuser and you don't even understand why you're doing what you're doing, amen, God is here to help. He's here to assist you, and he's here to give you the help that you need. Amen, amen. And so as we continue in this particular segment, we just want to begin to pray and intercede on the behalf of you. Those of you who are listening to us, again, we do so appreciate your joining us here on this tonight's segment. Amen. Amen. So we thank God and we appreciate what God is doing through you and what God is doing for you. Also, if you want to give us some feedback, you know, you got some questions, you want to comment on tonight's episode, you're more than welcome to hit us up on Facebook. You can hit me up, Katie Pierce, Apostle Designee, Katie Pierce on Facebook, and just give us, let us know that I listened to the program and it helped me, or whatever. This is a subject matter that I want you to address in a future segment, and we'd be more than willing, more than happy to assist in that endeavor as well. Amen, amen. And so on tonight, the song There Is Hope, it's a worship song by Jared Reynolds. I just kind of ran across it today looking for something else, actually, but I felt that it was appropriate for us to know that as long as Jesus lives, hallelujah, there is hope. Amen. Amen. So as we begin to intercede on your behalf on tonight, those of you who have found yourself in this particular situation, as we begin to intercede for you on tonight, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just ask that you would turn and agree with us. Hallelujah, God. God, we bless you. God, we adore you on tonight, God, and we lift your name up above every name that is to be named, oh God. We thank you, oh Father God, because you are God, and above you there is none other, oh Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, oh Lord God, because your word says that you have given us the keys to the kingdom, and that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and that whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven, oh Lord God. So we come on tonight, oh Lord God, binding the enemy, oh Lord God, that would try to hold us captive to some situations and some circumstances that are not like you, God. We come on tonight, oh Lord God, binding the enemy, oh Lord God, that would try to keep us bound and keep us from our purpose and our destiny that you have ordained for us, oh Lord God. We come on tonight, God, according to your word in Jeremiah 29:11, oh God, you said you know the thoughts, hallelujah, that you think towards us, and that there are thoughts of good and not of evil to bring us to a perfected end, oh Lord God. And yet, oh Father, there are those who will be listening to this prayer on tonight, oh God, who have found themselves, oh Lord God, bombarded, who have found themselves locked in to some evil, oh Lord God. We pray now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, that you just would begin to give them the strength that they need, oh Lord God, to do what is necessary, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray now, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you would give them wisdom, oh Lord God, wisdom as to what to do, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You said, oh Father, with every temptation, you will therewith also make a way for them to escape, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for your master escape plan, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We pray now, Father, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, that you will begin to give wisdom, oh Lord God, to those who are married, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. That wife that finds herself, God, in a domestic violence situation, oh Lord God, we pray now, Father, that you would give her wisdom, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We pray for her, oh Lord God, if she's standing on your word, oh Lord God, standing on your promises, oh Lord God, believing you, oh Father God, that you can do anything but fail, oh God. We stand in agreement now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We bind now the strong man, oh Lord God. The strong man, oh Lord God, that would bring violence. The strong man, oh Lord God, that would bring rage and anger, oh Lord God. We bind the strong man even now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We bind every tentacle of rejection, oh Lord God, every tentacle of hurt, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We bind spirits of abandonment, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, and we command, oh Lord God, that your people be freed, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We even, oh Lord God, pray for those, oh God, who have found themselves in this situation, oh Lord God. We pray now, God, and we bind every spirit of shame, every spirit of guilt, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We come against guilt, oh Lord God, that would keep them locked into some things, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of failure, oh God, and defeat, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Something that would tell them, the enemy would tell them, oh Lord God, that they're defeated, that they never should have got into you, that they're a failure, God, because their relationship or their marriage isn't going the way they think that it should go, oh Lord God. The shame that comes from, oh Lord God, letting people know, oh God, that they've been abused, oh Lord God, we bind it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We pray now, oh Lord God, if there are children involved, oh Lord God, we pray in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, that you will begin to cover, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Father, we love you, we honor you, and we bless your holy and your divine name, oh Lord God. We come and we bind every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness, oh Lord God, in this world, oh God. We come against spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We come against the misconception of what the roles are in the marriage, oh Lord God. We come against erroneous teaching, oh God, that has been given to men, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We come against, oh Lord God, the teaching that says that the head of the household has to be a dictator, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And we pray now, Father, that you would begin to bring, oh Lord God, the truth, oh Father, begin to bring truth to that man, oh Lord God, or even that woman, oh Lord God, that's a batterer, oh Lord God. Bring truth to the situation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Father. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you have bound the enemy, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we plead the blood, God. We plead the blood over marriages, over children, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We plead the blood, oh Lord God, that you will begin to deliver us from evil, oh God, according to your word in Matthew 6, oh Lord God. You said you would deliver us from evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we pray now, God, in Jesus' name, that every evil thing, oh Lord God, every evil thing that has befallen, every evil thing that's around, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we plead the blood. We plead the blood, oh God, and we pray now, God, that you will begin to preserve them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, that you will begin to keep them in perfect peace, oh Lord God, except their mind is stayed on you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, keep her, be a keeper even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we do love you and we do honor you, oh Lord God, and we thank you, oh Lord God. Father, we bind the strong man of fear, oh Lord God. We bind the strong man of fear, oh Lord God, that would come, oh God, to paralyze, oh Lord God. We bind the strong man of fear, oh Lord God, that would bring along with it intimidation, oh God. We bind the strong man of fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Not just fear, oh Lord God, in the abuser, in the abused, oh Lord God, but we bind fear in the abuser, oh Lord God. Things that's causing them, oh God, to be angry, oh Father God. Things that's causing them to be bitter. Things that's causing them to stir up rage, oh Lord God. We bind the strong man of fear, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. And we release, oh Lord God, your power, oh Lord God, because you said, behold, I've given you power, oh Lord God, to tread on serpents, oh Father. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for giving them power, oh God, to usurp authority, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We come against the negative words that have been spoken and released, oh Lord God. Negative words that you're stupid. Negative words, oh Lord God. You're not going to be anything. God, we come against negative words and we cause those words to fall to the ground, die, never take root, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And we begin, oh Father God, to speak life, oh Lord God. We begin to speak life to them, oh Lord God, that they are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, oh God. We begin to speak life to them, Lord God. Do, O Lord God, the exceedingly, the abundantly, the above all we can ask, think, dream of, imagine, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of fear, O Lord God, that would tell them they're never going to find anybody else, that would tell them, O Lord God, they can't make it on their own, O God. We bind the spirit of fear in that abuser, O Lord God, who would tell them, I can't live without you, O Lord God. We bind that now in the name of Jesus. We bind every idolatrous spirit, O Lord God, every idol worship thing, O God, that is not like you. In the name of Jesus, that person who would tell you, I can't live without you, is a person who's gotten a God, O Lord God, and they've taken you off of your throne, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to understand that they dethroned you by saying that, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to know, O Lord God, that you are the one, you are the only one. It is through you and you alone that we live, move, and have our being, O God. Help them to know it. Help them to realize it, oh Lord God. Help them to come into the consciousness, oh God, of who you are, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, and we just even now, God, disannul any ungodly covenant, oh Lord God, that has been made through rage, oh Lord God, any ungodly covenant, oh Lord God, that was spoken, oh Lord God, out of fear, oh Lord God. We bind it now, we break and we disannul, oh Lord God, every ungodly covenant, oh Lord God, that was spoken out of rage, that was spoken, oh Lord God, out of anger, that was spoken out of bitterness, oh God. We disannul it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray now, oh Lord God, for those who are listening, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would begin to help them to put on the whole armor of God, that they be able to stand, oh Lord God, stand against the wicked one, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for what you're doing. Help us, oh God, to understand and to know, oh Lord God, that we want not against flesh and blood, oh Lord God. We only warn against principalities and powers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Help us, oh God, to be able to differentiate, oh God, that which is not God and that which is, it is God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be able to differentiate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and how to separate, oh Lord God, the person, oh Lord God, from the action, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Help us to know, oh Lord God, that we have a right, we have the ability to pray for those who despitefully use us and say all manner of evil against us falsely, God. You told us to pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you. God, we thank you and we love you and we bless you and we honor you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we come against generational spirit, oh Lord God, learned behaviors, oh Lord God, that their parents, that the abuser may have seen somebody else in their house, oh God, being abused, oh Lord God. They may have been seeing somebody else and that was something that was passed down. Their father may have told them, you got to keep that woman in check. Their father may have given them an example, but we bind generational curses right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We break it, oh Lord God. We break generational curses of pride, oh Lord God, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, oh God, rejection, fear, confusion, oh God, addiction and death and destruction in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Generational curses has no place and it has no authority, oh Lord God. So we lift them up before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We command our generational spirit that came into the lives, God, during conception, oh Lord God, in the womb, oh Lord God, women who've been pregnant, oh Lord God, and have gone through domestic violence, oh Lord God, and that fear, God, was even passed down in the womb, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We break that generational curse now in Jesus' name. As they were pregnant, women who were pregnant, oh Lord God, and they've been abused verbally, oh Lord God, and those negative words, oh Lord God, found a resting place, oh God, in the womb of an unborn child, my God, to glory. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. We sever it in Jesus' name, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, and we lift you up, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bind it if it came through the birth canal of the umbilical cord, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We break all spoken curses, negative words that have been spoken over the lives of the unborn child, over the lives of the children, oh Lord God, in the the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We break all spoken curses and negative words, God, spoken over our life by others, including those in authority, oh Lord God, the husband, the father, the uncle, aunties, whoever, oh Lord God. We break spoken negative words, oh God, spoken negative words. We break it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we just thank you, oh Lord God, for binding these spirits, oh Lord God. We thank you, God, for severing hereditary spirits of lust and rejection and fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We break it and we close the door of legal access even now in the name of Jesus. We close every door to legal access, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We renounce all false beliefs, oh Lord God, false belief that we came to believe through ungodly words, oh Lord God, and we began to believe that about ourselves, oh Lord God. Our children began to believe that, oh God. We break it now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray now that they will have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying regarding them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. So we thank you. We bind every spirit of pride, oh Lord God. Pride in the abuser, oh Lord God, that he needs to be the man. He needs to be respected. Pride in an abusive woman, oh Lord God, that I'll never let you do what was done to my mom, oh God. We bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We bind the spirit of pride even now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We bind the spirit of pride, oh Lord God, that would halt somebody and hinder somebody, God, from being free from that thing, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we just thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, oh Father God. Hallelujah, that you would begin to bless these families, oh Lord God. That you would begin to bless husbands, oh Lord God. That you would begin to bless men, oh Lord God. Men who have been taught to hate women, oh Lord God. Begin to let them know, oh Lord God, that you said a man who finds a wife finds a good thing, oh God. Hallelujah. And they shall receive favor from the Lord, oh Lord God. Men, oh Lord God, who don't want to get married, oh Lord God, who are rejecting marriage, oh Lord God, because they've been told to play the field, oh Lord God. We bind that mindset now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my God, to glory. And we thank you, oh Lord God, for releasing your power, releasing your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We break off oaths and vows and pacts, oh Lord God, that have been made, oh Lord God. Oaths and pacts, oh God, that have been made, oh Lord God, with people, oh Father God, not godly people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We break these oaths, oh Lord God, if they were not of God, Lord God, we sever them now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, and we break every time release curse, oh Lord God, that would be activated in our lives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Things that were spoken by a parent over their children, when they get grown, they're going to be this way. Or when they get grown, they're going to act like this. We sever that now. Time release curses, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We break it. We sever it now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we come against all generational rebellion, oh Lord God, that would cause us to resist your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. The abuser, oh Lord God. We pray now in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would begin to let your anointing flow, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that they will begin to receive it now, huh? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you, God, and we just praise you, oh God, for who you are, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We come against, oh Lord God, the Perizzite spirit, oh Lord God, that would attack the family, oh Lord God, that would try, oh Lord God, to let it be an unwalled thing, oh God. We bind it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, the Perizzite spirit, oh God, that would release, oh Lord God, domestic violence, oh Lord God, that would release an ungodly love, oh God, a man should have for a wife, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We bind that strong man now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, and we just pray the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, oh Lord God, that is even going forth now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, and we just look to you to move, God, and have your way in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. God, we know know, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your word says that no weapons, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, oh God, casting down imaginations and every high thing, oh Lord God, every thought, oh Lord God, that would come against the knowledge of God, and we bring it into captivity now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We bring it into captivity now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, that you will begin to set your people free, oh Lord God. We come against destructive personalities, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. Your word says that if we draw nigh unto you, you will draw nigh unto us, oh Lord God. So we draw nigh unto you, oh God. We draw nigh unto you, not just by ourselves, God, but we bring before you, oh Lord God, those who are going through domestic violence, oh Lord God, those who are hurting their emotions, oh Lord God, those who've been battered on their bodies, oh Lord God, those who've been misused in their mindset, oh Lord God, because they've gone through emotional abuse, oh Lord God. Father, we come before you, oh God, bringing these to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. God, asking that you would look and that you would have mercy, oh God. You said in the times of trouble, oh Lord God, you would hide us in your secret place, oh Lord God. So we pray now, God, that you would hide, that you would cover, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, because we know that you are God. You said that when we call, you would answer, oh God. So we're calling, oh Lord God, we're calling on you, oh Lord God, to touch, to heal, to soothe, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're calling on you, Father God, on behalf of that batterer, oh Lord God, who don't understand even why he's doing it, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father. We lift him up, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring them to a place of repentance, God. Bring them to a place of calling on you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Then, God, we thank you that you will make your presence known, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh, tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that you've given us a mind, that our mind, let our thoughts be your thoughts and our ways be your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whew. Hallelujah, Father. We pray for them now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, oh Lord God, that you would begin to do, that you would have compassion, oh Lord God, upon these your people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will subdue iniquities, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. And we thank you, oh Lord God, your word says that you will cast our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Well, we don't have to have any guilt anymore, oh Lord God. We don't have to have any shame anymore, oh Lord God, because we brought it all to you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, oh Lord God, we're bringing it to you, oh God. We're bringing it to you, Father, even though we can't really even explain it, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, that makes intercession for us, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Spirit that can take our groanings and our babblings and our murmurs, oh Lord God. Holy Spirit, take it before the great intercessor. Take it before the great high priest, oh God, Jesus the Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and make it audible, make it audible on our behalf, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. So we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We thank you that there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for your blood that is even now refreshing, that is even now making anew, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we lift up families before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We lift up families, oh Lord God. God, children, oh Lord God, who are going through, oh Lord God, children, oh Father God, who are going through violence and being abused, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We lift up children all over the land and the country, oh Lord God, whose lives are being snuffed out through abuse, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for mothers, oh Lord God, who've lost the natural ability, oh Lord God, to want to raise children, oh Father. We lift them up now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Cover the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We bless your holy and your divine name, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what you're doing, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, that you are now teaching men how to love their wives as Christ loved the church, oh Lord God. You're teaching, oh Lord God, and you're raising up healthy families, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you're giving men the mindset to know how to love, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, how to love how you love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, do it for your glory. You're teaching that wife, oh God, how to be a 1 Peter 3 wife, oh Lord God, how to pray, how to intercede, oh Lord God, on behalf of her husband, on behalf of her children, God. Teach her how to be a Proverbs 31 woman, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When she would want to give her children to somebody else because she doesn't want to accept the responsibility of rearing them, oh God. Teach her, oh Lord God, how to nurture and bring them up in the admonition of the Lord, oh God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, and we come on behalf of children, oh Lord God, children of this nation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Father God, for covering, oh Lord God, our young people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you would bring them unto you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Children who've been abused, oh Lord God, and who've turned to gangbanging, God, or who have turned to another way that was not your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because they didn't know how to deal with the hurt, oh Lord God, so they began to inflict pain on others, oh Lord God. We pray now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, that you will begin to let them know that you love them, oh Lord God. Begin to get them understand who you are and that you have a call and on their life, oh Lord God, that you have a more excellent way for them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you take your hands off of this generation of youth. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, oh God, and we pray that they'll be protected from the evil one. We remove every demonic influence, oh God, every product in the marketplace, oh Lord God, images, oh Lord God, of minds of children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We release the angelic force. We release their angels that was even given unto them, God, at birth, oh Lord God. There are signed angels, we release them now on their behalf, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Protect them, keep them, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray conviction on their lives, oh Lord God. If they think they've gotten in too deep, oh God, to get out, God, we pray conviction on their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So, Father God, you said that who you love, you chasten, oh Lord God. So show us, oh Lord God, show parents how to chasten their children in love, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Show them, oh Lord God, how to pull them in, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Show them, oh God. Help them to follow after peace. Help our children to follow after peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Teach them, oh Lord God. Give them holy teachings, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh Father, we love you. Father, we do love you. Father, we do honor you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. For you are the great I am, oh Lord God. You are, oh Lord God, the Elohim, oh God. You are the great I am that I am, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh God. So now, God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that we'll be able to live out the plan that you've given for our life, oh Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for your blessings, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that our step will be ordered by you, O Lord God, as we become righteous, O Lord God, not in and of ourselves, O Lord God, but the righteousness that has been attained for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, O God. We thank you now, O Lord God. God, as we begin to choose a righteous way, O Lord God, and a righteous mindset, God, as we begin to walk in obedience, O Lord God, and the direction that you've given us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you, God, that there's nothing, God, that we'll face, O Lord God, that you have not already given us an answer to, that you have not already given us a way to escape, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that on this day, O Lord God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that we are fruitful in every good work, O Lord God. We thank you for the angels that have been released, O Lord God, and that are ministering, O Lord God, that go to and fro, God, with our prayers and with our confessions, O Lord God. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Oh, my Father, hallelujah, God. We thank you, O Lord God. We thank you for the blood, O God, that covers. Hallelujah, God. Father God, we pray a special prayer, Lord God, for extended family, God, of those who are going through domestic violence, O Lord God. That mother, O Lord God, who's been praying for her daughter, O God, who's been in the midst of some things, O Lord God, and she's becoming weary and well-doing, O Lord God. We pray for family, O Lord God. Hallelujah, that they will learn how to stand and be there, O Father, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, and we pray for the extended family. We pray for the loved ones who's standing around. We pray for those friends, oh Lord God, hallelujah, who are really tired of seeing them going through that, oh Lord God, seeing them being cursed out, seeing them being verbally abused, seeing them being physically abused, seeing them being emotionally abused, seeing them being financially abused, oh Lord God. We pray now, God, that you give extended family and friends answers. Give them, oh Lord God, the patience and the wherewithal, oh God, to be able to stand and be there for them, oh Lord God, through this situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Show them what to do. Show them how to be what they need during this time, God. Show them, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. So we just bless you, God, huh? And we just praise your holy and your divine name, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for every listener, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, in Jesus' name, huh? Yeshende Yerobo say. We thank you and we praise you, God. I pray for that man, oh Lord God, who is emotionally abusive and doesn't understand even how, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that man, God, who feels like he needs all of the time and he's literally suffocating the person who he loves, but he doesn't know how to relinquish and let go, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Teach him, oh, God. Teach him your ways. Teach him your laws, your precepts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. So, God, we bless you and we honor you, God. We bless you and we honor you, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. We pray for that man with the jealousy, oh, Lord God, has a jealous demeanor, oh, Lord God, and doesn't know how to step back, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that spirit now, the spirit of jealousy, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, and we just even release, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, your grace, oh, Lord God. We release, oh, Lord God, the ability, oh, Lord God, for them to love, the agape love of God, Lord. Show them what your love looks like, oh, Lord God. Show them that you love the world so much you gave your only begotten son. But even in giving your son, you still gave us free will. You still gave us the will to choose, oh, God, whether we'll accept you or whether we'll reject you, oh, Lord God. Teach that person who is jealous, oh, Lord God, to love them enough to step back and let them choose, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. So we bind controlling behavior, oh, Lord God. We bind unrealistic expectation and isolation, oh, Lord God. We bind blame shifting, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Blame shifting for problems. Blame shifting for feelings, oh, Lord God. Hypersensitivity, oh, Lord God. We bind the spirit of suicide. There is another way out. There is another way out, woman of God. There is another way out, woman of God. Hallelujah. So, Father, in Jesus' name, strengthen her right now, oh, Lord God. Oh, my God. Strengthen her right now, oh, God, to know, Father God, that is not the answer. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. Let her relinquish everything over to you, God. Hallelujah. I hear you saying I've been praying for a long time and nothing has changed. I'm tired of going through this. Father, in Jesus' name, God, touch her mind right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There is a more excellent way. Strengthen my sister now while she's weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So, God, I bless you and I honor you, oh Lord God. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. That calling, that purpose that God has in you, he still wants it. He still wants it in the name of Jesus Christ. So I thank you, O Lord God. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I praise you for it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen, God. It is so. It is so. It is so, God. It is so. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us. I also just wanted to give you a couple of numbers. I'm not going to give you the name of the facilities for privacy purposes over the air, but I am going to give you a number that you can call, a 24-hour hotline. I do have two numbers for you. I want you to, if you write the number down, don't put what it's for. Just write the number, okay? The number is 708-335-3028. Again, the number is 708-335-3028. That's one number. And then I have another number for you. Also, it's 1-800-799-7233. Another number for you is 1-800-799-7233. These are numbers that you can call, get some assistance, get some help, get some direction, get some counseling, whatever it is that you may need. If you know somebody that needs help and you know that you can reach out for them, you can share those numbers. Again, I want you to be very discreet about how you share this information with someone because they need to be safe. Amen. So I want you to ask Holy Spirit, how do I share it? What is it that I need to do to get this information across to them? How do I do it, oh Lord God? Amen. So again, those of you who are writing down this information, do not put a name by it. Do not put what it's for. Just write it. That's just the number. Amen. And then reach out and get help. And, of course, our number being 708-574-2533. 708-574-2533. We are here to assist and to aid you, to give you some direction as to what it is you may need to do with reference to domestic violence. Amen. And so we're going to leave you again with another selection, and we pray that it'll be a blessing to you.
Thank you.
just want you to be encouraged to know that there is hope. Don't give up. Don't give in. Understand that Christ has called us into peace, not fear. He has called us to follow his example of serving one another, not dominating each other. He has called us to truth, not to deceit and hypocrisy. Christ has called us to love and not to abuse. And the Bible says in Ephesians 4:32, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen. Romans 12:10 says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. The Bible repeatedly talks about the core of the gospel message is love. And we have to begin to understand that the core of the gospel message is love. So those of you who are going through abusive and domestic violence and you feel like God has turned his back on you, I came to tell you not so. Those of you who are batterers and you don't know how to get out of it, that is not the way of God, and there is hope for you. There's an answer for you. Amen. And so we just really, really want you to begin to stretch out, begin to understand and to know, hallelujah, that there is hope for you. No matter what your situation, no matter what your circumstance, you have to begin to know that there is hope. Whatever you need to understand and know. When you start talking about domestic violence, you have to understand what it is, what it looks like, and not be blind to what's going on. You have to understand that physical abuse can be pushing, hitting, forced sex, not allowing you to leave, harassment, or creating a disturbance at your job, repeatedly telephoning, following or watching you, preventing you from seeing your child, or threatening to hurt you, making a child or a person watch the abuse, forcing you to do something that you don't want to do. We have to begin to know what domestic violence is. What is abuse? What does it look like? Anything that brings fear to you, anything that brings shame to you can be a form of abuse. So you have to begin to detect it, begin to know it, and begin to call it out. Amen. And so we just wanted to share some things with you here on tonight with Breaking the Silence. As we're breaking the silence on domestic violence, we're just coming against it. And one of the things that I say is that silence is not golden when it comes to domestic violence. We here are giving domestic violence a voice, and we're speaking out against it. It is our endeavor to eradicate it in every form, whether it's child abuse, senior abuse, whatever type of abuse it may be. God, we're praying for your peace to come in Jesus' name. We call on Jehovah Shalom, even now, to be released. We introduce him to those of you in our listening audience. Amen. Jehovah Shalom, he is God. Amen. And so we just thank you again for joining us. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you tuning in with us on next week at the same time. Tune in with us on next week at the same time as we come before you at 7:30 Central Standard Time. Again, we want to be going over some of the things of abuse, and it may sound repetitive to you. That's not our endeavor. It's not to be sound, but we do want to reiterate what domestic violence is, what it looks like, because the more you hear it, the more you'll recognize it, and the more you will not accept it. Amen. And so please forgive us if we sound to be redundant. Amen. That's not our intent, but we do want you to know it. We want you to be able to detect it in the life of your grandchild or in the life of your daughter, and if you see some abusive patterns in your son or in your grandson, you want to be able to detect it, and you want to be able to get them the help that they need. Amen. Amen. So that's why we repeat it. That's why we keep saying it, because we need to know. And I heard somebody say a while ago, knowledge is power. The Bible says that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge, not knowing what's going on. We've got to bring this thing to the forefront. We've got to bring it. We've got to, again, give it a voice. We're giving it a voice, amen, so that we can know what domestic violence look at. Well, I'm your host,
Apostle Designee Katie Pierce, and I've come before you on tonight. We've been talking, breaking the silence, violence, giving domestic violence a name. We're coming before you, breaking the silence of domestic violence. And so we thank you for joining us. And again, we look forward to you joining us on next week. Until then, may God's greatest, hallelujah, and may God's best be yours. Good night, everyone.